I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mistakenly said I didn't think my son was going to be all in on this, but he is all in on it. My kids had a little, they do like summer CCD, so we went over to Sacred Heart. They had a little, it was like a pick-me-up or like a refresher. I don't know what it was. It was like almost like a booster for Catholicism. I'm not sure if that's the right way to word it, but they go to like 2 solid weeks of summer, and then they bring them back for, a couple visits throughout the year to keep them, you know, on their game. It's like a booster, right? Johnny Lucas, you're more of a man of, more of a faith-based guy than I am. Would you say a booster is, it's not inappropriate, it's probably just the, is that a good way to describe it? It's just like a, you know, because they go and then they say, just to make sure you check, like a check-in is more than what it is.
Yes. As a refresher.
Yeah, not so much. Well, my kids, they didn't forget.
Okay.
My daughter was doing the altar serving. She's out there doing that. I think she had to ring the bell. That was exciting for her. And my son, the reason I bring it up.
That was at 10 a.m., right?
Did you see it?
Yeah, on YouTube.
Did you see my daughter? Did you think it was rude before she rung the bell? She went, no, she didn't do that. You go to the church. It's amazing when you see people compliment your family. Most, like my kids are 9 and 13. When you see people say nice things about your kids, it's always shocking. It's like, wait, these kids? I don't know anyone who's like, oh, we know. It's always like, he's so polite. She's a doll. I mean, they're always on their best behavior. So I guess as parents, we did the right thing. But my son, I mistakenly said my son was not into Halloween anymore. No, he dressed up in costume. Did you see him?
Which one was he?
If you had to guess, you could pick it out. Who was he? Johnny was watching. They do a YouTube live stream of the Sacred Heart Mass. Did you see any of the costumes or no?
I saw some of them.
Were you like a stalker watching them take communion? A little?
Yeah. Yes.
He's John Cena. Did you see that?
I didn't notice that. Maybe they didn't have the camera on him.
I don't know. Maybe they did. That's a joke for wrestling fans out there. He may have been there, but you can't see him, you know?
Yeah.
Do you get that joke? Have you heard that joke before?
No.
All right. Wrestling fans will get that.
Okay.
They'll get that. I think they'll get that. They should get that. But anyway, so that was you have a good weekend, Johnny Lucas.
I guess so. I don't. Yeah.
Nothing big. Just nothing, kind of. Okay. Just checking in.
Yeah. I had salted caramel sweet potato fries.
I did see that. That was a big Facebook post, right?
Yes.
And salted caramel sweet potato fries. It's like, it's almost like they said sweet potato fries probably aren't healthy, but they seem healthier than regular French fries.
Yes.
And you were like, excuse me, do you have anything to really make them unhealthy? Maybe something that could cause tooth decay. And they're like, caramel? You're like, nailed it. Or was that just on the menu? And where'd you get those?
You want to know where?
Yeah. Yeah.
Arcaro's.
Name the business. Oh. No, I'm kidding. Of course you can. Arcaro's, Next Generation?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Did I scare you for a second? Did I scare you, be honest? A little bit? Sorry, Johnny. I did not mean to mess with you like that. I mean, a little bit, but I didn't think I'd get that reaction. Anyway, there's a lot going on. I got to get to, there's like actual news. Mondays usually are like, oh, nothing really happened. But there's like so much going on today. There's some of it in Brian's news. I'll be bringing up some of it right now. I don't know where we want to put our focus this morning, which is funny because usually I don't put a focus necessarily on anything. But we had the story come out that Tenor Health Foundation signed that agreement to acquire regional Moses Taylor and Wilkes-Barre General Hospital from Commonwealth Health. That deal was announced late on Friday, so that came out. That was rumored for a while, and the fear, of course, we all had. Now, I wouldn't say I had a fear. My concern, just watching this story come around, was this the second the second time we had an interested buyer to go, hey, I'm interested. The fear was that they would pull out of the deal. That happened once. I think it was once before. But that deal looks to move forward. And they're hoping to complete this thing pending regulatory review and funding completion by the end of this year. So, yeah, the last deal fell apart in August. So Tenor Health, if I remember correctly, and I don't have it pulled up in front of me, if you go on and you look at the Tenor Health mission statement, it's something like, we take underperforming hospitals and we go in there and we make them perform. So they're like, they were a group that, is, by design, is to take over situations like this where, you know, things aren't going great. But here we are. So we don't know specifically what their plans are. I'd hope it's not like, oh, well, the way we do it is we just cut corners. I mean, I can't imagine that's the case. I'm sure they have – maybe it's consolidation of office staff. I really couldn't tell you, but we have good – that's good news, though. That's good news. How about this? It's good news till it's not. At this point, let that thing come together. And that's that. Okay, the other really big story, and I am just so – I don't want to say I'm over it. But, boy, I've been calling it the Real Housewives of Lackawanna County Commissioners. And I don't mean that in any sexist kind of way. It's just the drama that has gone on since Matt McGloin resigned. He quits and all hell breaks loose. Court battles, people cheering, picking their favorites, good guys, bad guys. No solution in sight. Finally, the solution. Special election. But wait, there's more. Court decision. Brenda Sacco gets put in late last week. And now, just days before the special election, there's a meeting for 10 a.m. today. They're calling it a reorganization meeting called by Republican Chris Shermack and Brenda Sacco. And everyone's saying the plan is to remove Bill Gaughan as the chairman. Which I think, if I had a guess, I'm guessing they're trying to say, like, well, you know, this ain't Kansas anymore, you know? I mean, in theory, you know, hey, this is not where you thought you were. Things have changed, bud. That's what they're saying. And now Gaughan's calling it. This is from the Citizen's Voice. No, I'm sorry, Times Tribune. Gaughan's calling it a personal vendetta and a return to backroom politics. Shermack says this is about ending dysfunction and disrespect, not politics. Everything feels very personal in politics. On a national scale, it feels very personal. It's very Yankees, Red Sox. Locally, it feels personal. There's a sense of satisfaction, I believe, some people have. I mean, if you go on social media and read any of this stuff, some people are so happy. So happy by this impending move to remove current commissioner and chairman Bill Gaughan from the board. So yeah, that's happening. Then you have the whole special election, and still the conversation about how Brenda Sacco wants to remain in that seat. I know it's not me in that situation, and it's hard to put yourself truly in that situation. But as a resident of Lackawanna County, it makes me wonder how much time could have been spent on, I don't know, working for the counties. When we had Bill Gaughan in here, he's like, oh, yeah, we got a lot done. It's just these big points we're struggling with. You know, for the most part, he said the business was going well, but it just makes you wonder, without all these court cases and all this drama, how much more could it have been? How much more could have been done? But then you look to years past and, well, how much did get done? Ever since I've been back since 2017, it feels like there's just been nonstop drama out of that situation. Now, nonstop is too strong. A regular amount of drama. we'll say, somewhat consistent amount of drama coming out of that. Just like there is, you know, in all these, like, you know, whether it's Luzerne County, you know, the council. I'm confused. Hang on. I'm thinking of two different things here. Anyway, it doesn't matter what it is. It seems like there's drama. Unnecessary drama. A lot of meetings are finger pointing. Yet we still, like, it's not entertaining. Maybe it's entertaining for them. Maybe it's entertaining for a small group of people. But to have to live through it, to know, like, you know, just like our wheels are spinning. Maybe this will be the time it all comes together and works for the people. Do you think so? If I said this, only text now if you think it's going to be for the people. This is going to be the best thing, and everything's going to get better. No one would text. Because I don't think anyone believes it. If I had to guess, Brenda Sacco and Chris Chermak are like, well, I mean, we're still not going to get anything done. This is me guessing what they're thinking. Look, we can make this move, and this will be we'll slap him down. We're not going to get anything done. What the hell are we going to do? Like, I just feel like that's the way they feel. Well, we'll try it. We'll try to do what we can do. But I am forgetting that reassessment is on the table. Reassessment on the table. They say they can possibly pause it legally. I don't know if that can happen. But that's happening. That meeting to apparently remove current chairman Bill Gaughan, 10 a.m. today. So we'll see how that plays out. I've already turned off a few people. I don't know. That's my charm, I guess. It's my gift. Very off-putting, one person text. I don't even know what that, I mean, I don't know what I could have done that was off-putting to you. Professionalism, I would get that. You wouldn't be like, oh, he's not professional. He makes things weird. I would be like, yeah, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, got to be true to yourself. But off-putting, yeah, it's a little weird. That's a weird text. But anyway, keep them coming. 570-883-0098. I hate when Nancy's off a text says I'm going to a different station. I just said enjoy, and they said I am. So they weren't happy either. Another text message talking about Tenor Health taking officially closing that deal or signing the agreement to acquire. It's not closed yet. It'll close by the end of the year, they're hoping. This is after another deal had fallen through. That one fell through late last year. So the facilities in this deal, Regional Hospital of Scranton, Moses Taylor Hospital, and Wilkes-Barre General, person texted in. The way Tenor makes it financially feasible is they don't pay taxes. Good luck, Scranton taxpayers. Okay. I mean, everyone has to have a business plan. We'll just leave it at that. I mean, what are you going to do? Between the two options, do you shut them down? Then the people gets, you know, people who need that healthcare and the local healthcare, they get screwed. Is that really what you want? Good morning to you, too. A couple texts coming in just with a simple good morning message. It's always nice on a Monday morning as opposed to like, screw you. This is never fun. Who likes that? Hey, good morning. Kiss my. No, we don't. No one likes that. I've gotten really thick skin over the years, but still, who does that? I'm telling you, we talk about this a lot. The idea that we now communicate not face to face has changed so much as far as human interactions go. I feel like we have more people walking around with their heads down, not able to have a simple, like very short conversation with strangers or even coworkers. It's very weird like that. Anyway, 570-883-0098. Oh, I was going to get into something else, and now I'm looking. We're just coming up on the news at the bottom of the hour here. So we'll just wait and we'll do that. I mean, what are we going to – I don't want to get into something else right now. There are stories out there. Police stepping out going, before you all freak out, don't keep contacting us. What you're seeing being passed around is actually AI. Don't worry. This time of year, some of these stories that are coming out where people are going, but I saw it with my own eyes. There's a simple explanation for some of this, but it makes you wonder. It makes me wonder, could AI lead to something that was meant for entertainment but caused insanity a long, long time ago? We'll get into that coming up. And the anniversary of this comes up every Halloween. Brian just covered this, you know, in the news. But if you didn't hear, former coach Rex Ryan, who, like, let me be honest, Rex Ryan, if you watch football, Rex Ryan has a tendency to be a bit of a, I don't want to, arrogant seems like the right word, but I don't think it is. And I don't want to say blowhard. He is just so confident. The results, though, he got not always that kind of that great. So, but I guess sometimes it's, you know, they say coaches don't need to be great players. And I guess at his current job, maybe he's better than, you know, as an analyst. He works on the ESPN, what is it, ESPN Sunday NFL Countdown. He had coached former center for the New York Jets, Nick Mangold. He was his coach back when he played for the Jets. Ryan, of course, coached the Jets. And he paid tribute to him after the news broke that Mangold had passed away. We had talked about this like 2 weeks ago. Mangold, he'd gone public saying he needed a kidney transplant and was hoping to find one. This was, you know, little, I guess they knew it was bad. We should have all known it was bad. Maybe that was like his, you know, obviously his last ditch effort to make it. But Rex Ryan, I've heard him get emotional before. I think he's being sincere here. So when he's talking football, I'm not a big fan, but I think as a human being, the guy really knows how to just be real when it counts.
That's just, it's brutal. It's such a great young man. I had the pleasure of coaching him for all 6 years with the Jets. And I remember it was obvious I was getting fired. My last game, Mangold's injured, like injured. And he comes to me, says, I'm playing this game. And he wanted to play for me. That's what I remember about this kid. He was awesome and just way too young. I feel so bad for his wife and family. Whew. Rough.
Difficult day, obviously, for so many who knew and loved Nick Mangold, and you among those, and all of the Jets family, the Ohio State family is mourning today as well. Nick Mangold gone at just the age of 41.
Way too young. Four kids left behind. Again, that was from ESPN Sunday NFL Countdown, Rex Ryan. So after I hear it again, I'm like, what am I doing saying my true feelings about Rex Ryan before I let him mourn this guy he obviously held close to his heart? So maybe for the person who's like, Barsky, you're off-putting. Maybe that's it. My judgment was off there. Nick Mangold, 41 years old, four children left behind, dies from kidney disease. It was some sort of genetic disease they found later in his life. Crazy, sad, way too young to be gone, but definitely left an impact on so many people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jason Barsky. Nancy is off, planned day off, and she will be back tomorrow. Now, I don't think this is too crazy. I don't think this is too crazy. I am connecting dots. It just, I saw this story and I thought, this feels like it could be very real, based in something that's not. And I'll make the connection in a few, and it's something that historic that happened that created great panic, just like we're seeing today, for different reasons. It's a story out of Newark, New Jersey. Police have basically stepped up to say, we get it. We understand your concerns, but it's not what you think it is. Police in Newark, New Jersey have confirmed. Emmanuel Miranda, the public safety director in Newark, New Jersey, has confirmed that local police there have received multiple reports about wild monkeys on the loose in one little area called Georgia King Village. Animal control was receiving phone calls saying there are monkeys on the loose. And people were saying, I saw it with my own eyes. WPAX TV in New York said Miranda told them officers have not located any monkeys and basically said we found out what the source was of this concern. There were pictures being posted along with videos being posted on social media, AI generated videos and pictures. We see this more and more. The technology is getting better and better. It feels like by the minute. I have done similar type things. I was up at Roba's. They have this kind of like haunted walk. It's not scary, but I told my family, I said, look, if they had put some scary stuff in this, it would be horrifying. And they're like, it's fun. How could you make this scary? So I go to AI real quick and I say, put in a scary clown. And I show them the picture and they're like, yeah, that is pretty creepy. But you can create almost anything by just imagining it and telling these apps to do it. If you can't do it, I guarantee someone in your life can. And that's what people are doing. They're putting these things out there like they're real. For the most part, they're really silly and kind of easy to tell. However, could we quickly get to a time where things seem so real that there genuinely is mass panic? I hope not. And when I say things get so real, they feel so real. People are like, I have the video. I have the picture. I see what is happening. Bad things are happening and I'm freaking out. But it's all AI related. Do we have any precedent in the United States for such a scenario where people freak out over something that wasn't really happening? Yes, we do. The 1938 Orson Welles-led War of the Worlds broadcast. It's a legendary broadcast. And this was a radio play. They started off the night saying, hey, it's a story, or, you know, and then went into this. But people who missed the beginning didn't know. And there was mass panic everywhere. Very similar to what we're having, you know, what we're seeing today, where people are starting to freak out about things they see, calling the police. Look, does it seem far-fetched? Yes. But does it seem like... I've never thought that would happen again. I thought, oh, we have so many ways to communicate. I even said this a few years back. I was like, the days of false information causing panic are over because it's so easy to find out the truth. I hear a rumor about something bad happening, or a celebrity, or someone passes away. You go to Twitter and boom, there it is. People say, no, that's not true. You could find out the real story. Yet here we are with artificial intelligence and people freaking out over pictures and items and videos, things that aren't real. It's getting closer to the point where we're not going to be able to tell the difference. And I'm convinced mass panic is going to happen. I don't know when, and I don't know what it's going to involve, but it's a scary thought. Back then, Orson Welles, when they put this together, they could only do as much as they could do with the technology they had. Just imagine a situation where you have people who are like, hey, we can imagine anything. It's new technology. New technology always causes small issues. Or in this case, I'm saying there could be big issues. Just keep that in the back of your mind as you go about life over the next, 3 to 5 years. Well, no, I'll say between now and the next three, we're going to have something that's going to cause fear. Because the technology is so good now. Will it be on the scale of War of the Worlds where people really thought aliens were invading? I don't know. I hope not. Yet by comparison, I hope if it does happen, it's only to that extent and nothing far worse. Scary times. Scary times we're living in. 570-883-0098. So the real quick summary of that segment was, there are no monkeys on the loose in Newark, New Jersey. War of the Worlds caused panic, but that wasn't real either. I think they're very similar. Do you agree that this is where we're headed? Or do you think I'm out of my mind? Not trying to make anyone paranoid, by the way. This is not, I don't think it's impending. I don't think this is a pending danger, but I think it's out there in the near future. I just mentioned the story out of Newark, New Jersey. AI pictures and video being spread around of like primates, monkeys, around in and around this one area. It wasn't real. Police had to come out and go, it's AI. Don't be a fool. But it's easy. It's very easy. Very easy to fall for some of this stuff. AI looks so real. Anyway, I linked it to the 1938 War of the Worlds broadcast where people had no way to know it was not real. They just thought they were hearing a special report of alien invasions starting in New Jersey, Grover's Mill outside of Princeton. I asked, if you think it's crazy. I think it's very real, but where I said, or am I out of my mind? And this is the perfect text message, and I thank this person, whoever they may be. Jason, I agree. I think it could happen. Also, I also think you are out of your mind. Fair enough. Fair enough. Here's a story without a story, but it just made me laugh. The story itself is horrible. This is a story out of the Poconos. It'll show you where my mindset is at, and I apologize in advance for anyone who's like, you're so juvenile. And yeah, if you're like, you don't sound juvenile, give me 30 seconds. This was from 2822 News. I don't know why I got that backward. This morning, and I went, huh? What?
In the news today, a second suspect is now in custody. Police arrested Unique Johnson yesterday.
Did you catch that?
Police arrested Unique Johnson yesterday.
Am I the only person who has the mind of a middle school kid? I'll slow it down for you a little bit.
Police arrested Unique Johnson.
Slower. Police arrested.
Police arrested Unique Johnson.
His name is Unique.
Unique.
His last name is Johnson.
Johnson.
Unique Johnson, arrested for a horrible crime. How this hasn't gone viral yet. I did hear WNEP pronounced it Unique A, and I don't know if that was their way of going, I can't say Unique Johnson on the air. Johnny Lucas looks confused.
Yes.
That's because you are a wonderful, wholesome individual, Johnny Lucas. And I mean that with all the kindness in my heart. You know how I feel about you. You are a sweet, good person. I don't expect you to follow this with giggles. Do you need explanation?
Yes.
Maybe off the air I'll do that.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. I can do it this way. Can you see this? Oh, I can't believe I have to do it this way, Johnny. All right, hang on. I'm going to write something down. Johnny, say something interesting while I write this. Anything, Johnny. Okay. Help me here.
Halloween's coming up Friday.
And?
And I'm not ready.
All right, what are you wearing? For it.
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, I'm back.
Okay.
This is why it's funny, all right? His first name is what?
Unique.
Yes. His first name is
Unique.
And his last name is?
Johnson.
Okay. All right, and you see that? See that where? Don't repeat this, all right? All right. Can you see it okay?
I can't see it okay. Here. It's a white paper on. Oh, okay.
You never heard that before?
I may have.
Johnny's like hyperventilating. Now that you get it, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, I have an inhaler. You can't take my inhaler. Do you need an inhaler?
No, I'm good. I should be good. No, that wasn't in my mind. You know,
I'm not saying your name sets you up for success or failure. But I feel like when you name your kid
Unique Johnson,
you're just asking for trouble.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.